Yeah, look, it's a great day for the school, and it's a great day for a bunch of lads, and look, they put on a massive shift this year compared to other years, and I'm just delighted they've got the just rewards.
Talk to me, Kevin, about the match itself. Your own side scored two goals and you conceded two goals as well. Obviously delighted with the result. Would you be happy with the performance heading into the final?
Yes and no. We came into this match not knowing an awful lot about St. Cunis. It was awful hard to get kind of any information on them. And look, we said to the boys, look, boys, we'll try to keep it tight for the first 10 minutes and figure out what way they're going to set up. And look, we'll just make sure to keep in the game for the first 10 or 15 minutes. And sure enough, we conceded two goals in the first 5 minutes and a bit of panic stations. But no, look, we were quite content in the first half. Kieran Thompson there, he was also on the line as well. So we were quite happy in the first half. We were punching holes in our defence and we were creating scoring opportunities, but it was just maybe our ball handling got this a little bit. And, you know, fair play to St. Cunis, they came in massive support and they made the occasion very hostile with us. But look, we got the boys on at half time and we just need to relax and stop panicking. We were 3 points down at that stage and, you know, we had all the play. I think we lost maybe 8 or 9 balls inside our own finish or inside the shooting zone just by, you know, mishandling. And we just said the players, look, just relax, you're playing the occasion. And sure enough, the boys came out the second half, opened them up, we won a penalty, take us back level, and then Donal O'Brien went down the field and put the ball in the back of the net, put us 3 up, and we kind of maintained it for the last maybe 8 or 9 minutes, just kind of held that lead.
Talk to me, Kevin, about the personnel of the squad. I know Oisin McIntyre, a county under 20 panel at the moment. Jimmy McCauley's in the minors along with Elliot Friel. So there's certainly quality in the squad.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, fantastic players the whole way throughout the team there. You know, Andrew Davis in there, Bon Cran, a fantastic player. Bally Duffy, another great player. Sean McLaughlin, Daniel McMenamin's picked up all the danger men, the best one picked up this year. And yeah, look, it's you know, we can sit here and take the credit, but to be quite honest about it, it's the works that the clubs are doing up on his own there. You know, Muff and Bunkrana especially. You see Bunkrana beating an A final and Muff beating the B final, you know. So, look, it's we're only the kind of facilitators of the team. It's the two clubs and, you know, there's some Burt there as well. It's the clubs up around the school that are feeding the school that, you know, really deserve the credit for this. It's not us.
Talk to me about the next day, All-Ireland Club Final, and the hype and the buzz that comes with it. And I'm sure the school is going to be certainly very excited over the next few weeks. Your opponents in the final, Gallen College of County Offaly.
Yeah, again, look, I've been trying to get what I said already on them. It's going to be quite hard to get, but look, we'll prepare as best we can. And look, it's a fantastic day at the school. You know, I don't think we've ever played in the Gaelic All-Ireland Final as far as I'm aware, anyway. And it's a great occasion for the boys, you know, and it's kind of a fair reward for the effort. And, you know, we lost the County B final this year to Gadore. We kicked 121, we ended up getting beat. And I said to the boys after the match, look, boys, if you're serious about winning an Ulster title, you'd be at the gym tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock. And there was 20 of them turned up to the gym. And, you know, it's been a fantastic push and a fantastic effort from this year. And we're here now in a final. It'd be great to win it for the lads. And look, hopefully we get over the line. And, you know, these are the days that you want to remember school for.
Finally, Kevin, before I let you go, your listeners will know who you are. You're certainly no stranger to big games. Obviously, a great one run with Setanta last season and, indeed, a Donegal hurler as well. I'm sure you have some advice through your experience that you can give to the guys in the dressing room and, indeed, between now and the final.
Look, I suppose it's just one thing we took from yesterday is we played the keys a lot in the first half, you know, and it'll just be more getting the boys mentally right. I think, look, tactically they're well set up there, especially from Kieran Thompson. You know, he's taken a lot of his experience through the county and through Glenties, and, you know, we've got a very good setup there, and I suppose just trying to instill into them that this is just another game, but at the same time it's an iron thing which you don't want to lose, and don't let the occasion go past you. These occasions don't come around very, very often for anybody. So look, we'll do our best to prepare them as best we can, and look, on the day, if the boys put on performance, that's all we're looking for. If the performance gets us over the line, it gets us over the line, and if it doesn't get us over the line, well look, we can ask more of the players.